This is a very difficult topic because I can't make a doctrine out of this. Can't find verses. Monday, the 10th, 92. The Gospel from a Heart for Man. I believe as we fellowship more, this seems to be one of the biggest points the Lord wants to break through in all of us. And as I speak tonight, I'm really speaking to myself. The Gentiles can't help what they are. God, in His process, is everything to us. We are the channels to manifest Him and to bring such a Christ to mankind. I think if there's any repentance in me, this is something that comes up in me all the time. That when I meet a certain person, I know I do not have that heart to penetrate his being. I remember one time a friend of ours, this girl that I knew in college before we were saved, very good friend, she introduced my wife to me. Then a year or two later we got saved, and actually she was the best friend of my wife, and she always was a best friend, a very good friend of mine. And when we got saved, we were cut off from them. Then about 10 years later, after we were saved, she looked up in all the phone books, LA area, couldn't find our name, so she went to the library for a bigger list, found our phone number and the address, and visited us. And as she was speaking, I just had a sense I did not have enough of Christ to penetrate into her. That left a desire, Lord, what kind of heart did you have? Well, I've been praying to the Lord to give me a heart like his, to touch people. I guess some of you do not realize what it is to be in the world and without God. No hope, with a satanic nature, a godless world, and evil spirits above controlling you. Fear. You don't trust anyone. Wounded. But God cannot reach man directly. He has to come through other men. I got saved at 31. I touched a little bit of that other side. So I do have an appreciation of being saved and in the church. Amen. But not enough. That's why I say it's a difficult word for me to share. When the Lord wanted to save Nineveh, he couldn't do it directly. He had to come through a prophet. And even the prophet would run away. His desire to save man was so great, he would change the whole environment to bring repentance from Jonah and go to Nineveh. And even there, in that story, it looks funny. Remember that tree under that, he was under that tree, he's enjoying the shade. And then the Lord raised up a worm to eat the tree. And then Jonah got angry. And what did the Lord told Jonah? What did he say? You care about this worm and the tree more than the salvation for man. How many things do I care for myself more than a salvation for another man? This is what the Lord touching me. We all don't deserve salvation, right? How many here deserve salvation? I think we all deserve mercy. I really don't know how to share this. We saw that as the compound spirit, all that God is deposited into us. Now He needs a channel that He can express Himself and manifest Himself. In the growth in life, in 2 Peter, I believe. Let's turn there. Second Peter chapter 1. One through 11. Okay. Let's all read this together. Starting with the sisters. Here we see from verse 5 the development. For this very reason, also adding all diligence, supply bountifully in your faith, virtue, and in virtue knowledge, and in knowledge self-control, and in self-control endurance, and in endurance godliness, and in godliness brotherly love. And then in your full growth in brotherly love, love. If you do, for these things existing in you and abounding, constantly to you, neither idle nor unfruitful. We're in an age where man has to be touched. This is a heavy, heavy burden in me, for myself and for all of you. Why we did not use the word gospel here? Because the word gospel has been damaged so much. To love man through the Lord is the sweetest experience in the universe. Everything in the world numbs us to man. Rivalry, competition, businesses, money, this hardens people and people learn to act. Inside, just turmoil. How to reach the real person is the gospel. Everyone is acting. I did. How many acted before you were saved? How many acted after you were saved? When we say love, you just can't. Quite hang on to it. The best definition of love I ever heard in a layman ours is supply without demand. The holy God, the eternal God, is full of supply of Himself. His very words were supply. The words He spoke that sounded like a demand was actually a supply. When He told that woman, sin no more, it wasn't a demand. She took that word, she sinned no more. Amen. You know, I thought that God, before I was saved, just looked from heaven and just waiting for me to make mistakes. And hearing a little bit about the gospel, I thought, well, we're going to hell. And the people who preached that, I realized, man, they're in trouble just as I am. It's a real confusing thing to be a Gentile. Because you want to believe there's a God. But you look at Christianity and you don't want to believe there's a God. And he says, if that's God, I'd rather go into hell. But deep inside, Christ is the desire of the nations.
Amen.
Deep inside of man, he's looking for Christ. Amen. Satan set up religion to blur everything. You know, when you look at the Lord, it's marvelous. came to the woman at the well. What's her name? You know her name? How many husbands does she have? How many? And she says, I don't have a husband. Was that true or a lie? Yeah. Because the one you're living with is not your husband. Is that a good woman? Would you ask for a drink of water from that kind of woman? Do you need that woman? He had to go all the way from Jerusalem because he needed her. He's thirsty. Find the thirst of the Lord inside of you for others. When I first read it, I says, man, somebody never told me the truth. According to their preaching, he should have thrown her directly into the lake of fire right there. No, I didn't hear about lake of fire, I heard about hell. How gently he handled her. How gently he handled me. He came and waited. God himself, holy, righteous, the very God of glory becoming a man, waits for this woman. And I don't think brother will know who she is even in the New Jerusalem. His love covered her. He didn't want her to be damaged. I'm happy the Lord covers my past. You will know nothing about my past in the New Jerusalem. Amen. After you're saved, you are a son of God. Amen. A holy brother. Everything he is, everything he did, which was deep love. So, in Haggai it says that we should go up and bring wood and build his house. And I will take pleasure and I will be glorified. Do you want to make God happy? Get some wood and build his house. You'll make him very happy. And you'll be very happy. There's not a higher calling in the universe than to save our fellow man. Tell me, what's greater than this? To bring God to another person? That's why I don't want to say preach the gospel. I'd like to say, go and love mankind. Favorite verse everyone quotes, God so what? He gave. This is His love. So, I know you can't take notes. I'm just reaching for the words. The very God in you, you can see in Luke 15, I'll just speak it. He's been processed, consummated, and you must realize who's in you. You can see in Luke 15, the triune God. The shepherding son. And it begins in that chapter. Jesus. What? I like that. Look at him. I used to skip the verses before that. Verse 1. Page 316. Now all the tax collectors and sinners drawing near to him. Now all the what?
Tax collectors and sinners.
It doesn't make sense, does it? Why did the tax collectors and sinners draw near to him? They know that he loved them. And both the Pharisees and the scribes, what? Said, they said, hallelujah. They murmured, saying among themselves, this man welcomes sinners and what? Eats with them. How about you go in the cafeteria sometimes and eat with the sinners? Sit down. Sit down with the sinners and eat with them. You eat the same food. Actually, this is his going out. He went as a shepherd to get that one lost sheep. Who's that one lost sheep? Emmanuel. You. You better put your name there. I was lost. He came out for me. I didn't go for him. He came out. He left everything to come for me. One. It doesn't make sense to just go for one. You think one is worthwhile? And put it in the Bible? Then you have the woman sweeping lost coin. And that's the spirit. Sweeping to find we lost ones. And as the Father, He's waiting. Waiting for the Son to just turn a little bit. Then he runs the 100 yards. jumps on his neck and kisses him. Have you been kissed by the Father? How did you feel when he first kissed you? Huh?
Wonderful.
Hey, man. You know why he kissed you on the neck? Because we're so stubborn. Stiff neck. All of us are stiff neck. When the Father kissed us, he softened our will.
Amen.
We're not soft to him because of our own. He ran, brother. I was hard. But once I got kissed on my neck, wow, my neck got all soft. And he brings us right into the church life. Feasting on the fatted calf.
Amen.
Don't you think other men deserve this too?
Yes, very much.
How about we at least get one next year?
Amen.
Luke 10, I'm just going quickly. You have the Good Samaritan, huh? From verse 25. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up on. And he asked, who is my neighbor? Jesus, in verse 30, taking up the question, said to the certain man, was going down, a certain man was going down from what? To what? And he what? And having both stripped him and beat him, went away, leaving him what? Do you think a person like that can do anything? This is the condition of man. Half dead. Don't think man is so strong. Toward God, he's half dead. Even physically. I remember, I have to tell you some stories out there. That you can realize what's going on inside of man, a little bit in a way. My first hard time I had, I guess, when I was a boy, being a Buddhist, you just try to be good. And when you're growing up, death is not that apparent to you. Then my grandfather died. That's the first one that hit me. And we had to go to this place where they cremated him. And they brought the whole family to where he was burning. And he was just moving in the fire. I says, is that my destiny? No one could answer the questions. Then I just kind of rubbed it away. Forget it. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay. But inside, you know, it's not okay. That's the closest to the lake of fire I've seen. My grandfather's not safe. Then my dad got 3 heart attacks. How do you handle that without God? He went from 160 pounds, I believe, to 90 or 98 pounds. What do you do? Here I am chanting to Buddha. Wounded. hated everything at that point. What do you do with the hate? And then somebody says, pick up yourself and be strong. Then my mother gets sick. Can you turn off and just be a robot? No feelings? This is some things men go through. The ones you sit next to. But a certain man journeyed. A Levite came. He passed on the opposite side. I wanted to so badly talk to somebody. What's going on? Everything is on the opposite side. The priest walked down the same direction. He passed on the opposite side. Everyone can tell you what's wrong with you. Psychology. I know what's wrong with me. I don't need somebody else to tell me what's wrong. I need a solution. I was desiring Christ, but no one brought me Christ. Inside of an unbeliever, he desires Christ whether he knows it or not. That's why Christ is called the desire of the nation. The woman at the well, seeking many husbands, trying many things, was looking for Christ. The Lord left me out there 31 years, brothers. One day, in class, praise the Lord, a brother took a class and sat next to me. He never told me he was a brother. He never told me he was a Christian. Praise the Lord, he was from the church. You think that's an accident? I want to touch with you tonight, Christ, the desire of the nations. You know, when I used to get into trouble, I used to sing. You know what song I sang? Even those days, the Gentile songs had Christ in it. You have a guitar? I'll just share you the words. Okay, I'll just take this off. One song, every time I couldn't go to anyone, and by the Lord's mercy, even a Gentile song, I'll give you the words. I believe. I wanted God. But who was God? I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. Who's this someone? I believe that in the stormy times, a prayer is heard. I believe that somewhere he hears every word. I want you to find God. There's a desire to know God. Every time I got into the depths of my wounds and hopelessness, this even wanting to believe there's a God kept me going. When the brother sat next to me, that's the answer. I was desiring to know Christ. How many know that song? You don't know? You don't mind I sing it? I'll take you back, 1950. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a I believe for everyone that goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe. That took me through my human life. I desired someone to show me the way. And praise the Lord, Christ came. Amen. He created us to desire Him. Please don't spread this around. I'm just opening to you. I really gave up hope. Told my wife after we got married. I said, there's no hope in this world. Let's not have any children. Then praise the Lord, a brother sat next to me. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? He comes and sit right next to me in school. I didn't know he was brother. He prayed for me for 2 months. 2 months? Complete stranger sits next to you and prays for you for 2 months. He had a degree. He went back to school because he wanted to preach the gospel. But he can't open his mouth. Very shy person. I talked a lot to him. All I hear is But his burden and his love was genuinely for me. I could sense it. I never met a person like that. And tonight I wanted to stay home. Because I know I'm going to cry just like a sister. I'd rather give you some teachings and doctrines here. If he could hang on a tree for me, I could shed some tears. He told me, eventually, out of 26,000 students, after I got saved, of course, he talked to me like that, my name came up every day. I became so attracted to what was inside of him. Something began to penetrate from another man into another man. I believe of God. I knew this is the first human being I've met that has something I don't have. I had to see Christ manifested in the flesh before I could believe that Jesus is Lord. He was the only person, I believe, brother, that I could take the gospel through. Because I saw the love of God. We were made to be loved by God. Every human being is made to be loved by the triune God.